The program is In Touch. I'm Jenny McGee for our Hall Communications Stations. We have two guests in the studio for our program today from the Burlington Rotary Club, the President Lise Verano and Vice President Jesse Beck. You've heard of Rotary Clubs. Maybe some of our listeners have been Rotarians in the past. Burlington Rotary Club's been around almost 100 years. Let's talk about the mission of a Rotary Club.
There was a fellow named Paul Harris in 1905 who was living in Chicago, and he got together with three other people who thought that they needed a service club. They decided to call themselves Rotarians because they rotated the meeting around each other's offices. Back in the turn of the century, Chicago was a little wild place, and it was in need of some help. So this group rapidly grew to be a business service club. Little known fact, though, is that Paul Harris grew up in Wallingford, Vermont, which is just south of Rutland. He grew up with his grandfather and learned all about the environment, what it's like to live in Vermont, and he took all of those things he learned and brought them to Chicago.
Rotarians and Rotary Clubs, as you were telling me, both of you, are all over the world.
It's an international organization. There is 1.4 million members worldwide. There are 46,000 Rotary Clubs. It kind of created this motto, which is service above self. They're business people earning good income, and they did want to give something back through service.
Burlington Rotary is going to have its 100th anniversary. You are reaching out to past members, current members. COVID also has thrown some different wrenches into activities and nonprofit efforts. How's it affected the Burlington Rotary Club?
We've maintained our activity even through COVID. There are some projects we could still do. We did remote work and supporting of initiatives, but we are this year, as we're celebrating our 100th anniversary, we're celebrating the past contributions of our past Rotarians and work that they've done in the community with a global eye to the future. And COVID actually helped open that up with the remote projects. Now we're trying to get people to come together, help us celebrate 100 years, and look at what you can do to help your community by participating in some of our projects.
We're a club of 25 members strong, and we have friends of Rotary that join us on our events. Service clubs across the U.S. have been struggling, no matter whether the Kiwanis or any of those service clubs. But Rotary is extremely strong because it's an international organization. It's extremely strong in other countries other than the U.S. But we're still doing good work, maintaining good relationships, and a vital part of all the communities across the U.S.
Burlington, is this one of the oldest Rotary clubs in the state?
We are one of four Rotary clubs that are celebrating 100 years between now and 2023. People either don't know of Rotary, and I felt it was important during my year as president to reach out to people, and that's why we're here today, to let people know Rotary is here, been around here for 100 years. Here's how you find us. You go to burlingtonvtrotary.org, click on that, or do a search for Rotary Clubs Vermont, and you will find the Rotary Clubs in your area.
We're speaking with the Burlington Rotary Club President, Lise Verano, and the Vice President, Jesse Beck.
Yeah, we can't vouch that it was the first club, but it was definitely one of the first clubs. And it grew quite rapidly because of Burlington being a center of business. I'm sure the Montpelier Club was around the same time, being our capital.
There's four clubs celebrating 100 years in this coming year. So that gives you a sense of how many clubs were starting up. With the people that were in Burlington and the philanthropy that was happening here, Rotary became a natural build. That's where we want to continue to do that in the 21st century.
At one point, we were over 150 members, and the club grew so strong and so large that our district wanted us to break that up and have the members that were from outlying areas joining in Burlington create their own club. So there's the Williston-Richmond Club and the Charlotte-Shelburne Club. There's a Colchester Club. Just within Chittenden County, there's multiple Rotary Clubs.
The idea is Rotary has been around, and we want people to know about it. My objective was to educate people about Rotary in this 100th year and then helping people find us.
You've got a long list of public service and different missions you do of different levels all the time.
We have our international service that we plug into with eradicating polio worldwide. The Gates Foundation contributed millions of dollars to help that eradication, and it's down to two countries in the world. Our more newer effort is Clean Water for the World. We're going to every country to make sure that they do have devices to drink clean water. They have wells. They have sand filters in their homes. And peace. Worldwide peace is one of the major efforts that began back in the turn of the century with Paul Harris, continues to this day.
Those are some tall goals right there. There are so many folks that need help. As business people and members of the Rotary Club, look at the missions and look at the different things you can do to help the community.
We did a Wood for Good project, which is chopping wood, literally going out there and chopping wood to give wood to people to heat their homes that could not afford it or could not otherwise. We have speakers on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 7:30 a.m. at Hula on Lakeside. We usually learn from the speakers what their needs are, what's happening. And it's educational, and it's a networking opportunity at the speaker meeting to figure out what can we do to help you and how can you help us, which sometimes is about putting the missions together. I'll let Jesse talk about the park bench and a lot of infrastructure projects that Jesse actually handled and coordinated himself. But we do RILA, the Rotary Youth Leadership Awarding, to a young person to learn leadership skills. There's a camp. My nephew actually participated, and still to this day, he's graduated from the University of Vermont, and he's a contributor in the community. So there's projects for youth, the Youth Exchange, International Youth Exchange, friendship programs. Those things kind of happen because Rotary has that as a mission. It's a part of the education component. Sometimes we have speakers. We have Champlain College president will be a speaker coming up shortly. We've had Beta Technologies. That was a networking opportunity as well, because I had made a contact with Beta, with a young person that I knew was a Vermonter. We're trying to keep Vermonters in Vermont and young people and the technology and talent here. I made the connection. So that's a good example. Champlain College is another great example, because of all the students and business become a pool for us in the community. So it's not just Rotary, but the greater community benefits from speakers and the networking that happens there, which is what we want to do at the 100th anniversary as well.
And it's really about hands-on work. It's not just writing checks. It's not just fundraising, but we actually get out there and do things. For 3 years, we funded and planted the annuals in City Hall Park. Edmonds, we spent 3 years of fundraising and actually working with installing shrubs and benches and improving the lighting for the front door of Edmonds. A couple years, we started this ski and ride exposition, which hadn't been done in years, but it brought the whole ski and ride community together in a convention center in downtown Burlington, which was both a fundraiser and a chance for all of Vermont's industries to help exhibit what they do in the winter months. So there's a whole variety of projects that people can plug into. Our current effort is around food security. We have formed a coalition partnership with three other organizations to focus on what can we do to feed Vermont's people and make sure that everybody has access to good food.
And we're looking for people to connect with us, whether they want to be a member of the Rotary or friend of Rotary, volunteers. We're going to be working the Summervale event at Intervale. We have projects lined up in the future as well around food security, but also we have the Dismas House that we make meals for, and we take turns bringing a meal to the Dismas House.
Yes, that's been a long-running effort and a lot of fun. The one thing that was interesting is during the pandemic, a lot of things kind of shut down and slowed down. But what we did was we found a resource for masks, and we delivered, I think it was over a million masks to at least 15 area organizations that could use them free of charge.
Burlington's Rotary Club celebrating 100 years, and you've got a big celebration coming up October 19th to bring in past members, current members, those who are interested in becoming members or learning more about the Rotary Club.
We are community builders. We are people of action. And we are problem solvers in the community. So who doesn't want to be part of that? You want to be part of a solution, and Rotary can help you do that.
And when you start talking about Rotary to people, all of a sudden there's connections. Oh, you know, my father was a Rotarian, or I was an exchange student. I actually was part of the RILA leadership program of Rotary. There are ways and avenues of sponsorship and reaching out to high school and college. And all of a sudden, people are saying what a great experience they had through the Rotary system.
And Jesse, you're doing an exchange with a French student from France.
This is our club's second exchange student over the last few years. The first student came from Sweden and attended Burlington High School, played on the soccer team, and was a great experience. So this year we're getting a student from France, Angelie, and she's arriving middle of August and will be attending Burlington High School and is looking forward to being part of our Rotary experience.
On that note, the French side of things, I'm the honorary consul to France for Vermont. As a Rotary member, I said, why don't I connect with the people in Honfleur, France? Three people are coming from France, from Rotarians, and they're coming to Vermont and Burlington and going to interact with Burlington Rotary Club. And who knows what will come from that exchange.
Connections all over the world, I guess.
If you're a Rotarian and you like to travel, anywhere you go, you can find a Rotary Club. This Christmas, we're going to be joining our son in Nairobi, Kenya. And what I'm going to do is look up the club in Nairobi and attend a meeting, and all of a sudden you have some friends and some people to point you in the right direction.
One of our other Rotarians, David Mount, he's been heading up the Honduras Project, making trips on a regular basis back and forth. I think we're going to do a speaker session with the Honduras Project because a lot of people are interested in what's happening there, the schools and the building of the things that people there don't have. And so they go out there and they literally put their hammers to work.
we organized a trip to Tela, Honduras, which is on the coast, and it's really a process of building small schools, actually a small hospital and birthing facility, which they never had before. So it's had a tremendous impact on that community.
Whether it's right here in Burlington or it's anywhere in this state or the country or the world, I'm impressed because I really didn't know much about the Rotary Club, and it sounds like there's something for everyone, whatever level they can volunteer and give through the Rotary Club.
Money is one thing that's very helpful. Usually it's businesses and people who've done well give funds to the Rotary or become members, and we get funding from that. But we also have friends of Rotary and volunteer groups. That's the market we really want to also reach out to because they're the future of our society. We are trying to reach out to people to let them know that Rotary is around and we're doing good work in the community. Would you like to participate?
Our newest initiative, which is food security, in collaboration with the InterVale, Feed Chittenden, Hunger Free Vermont, and the United Way, is really about hands-on work. We're going to go down and glean vegetables. We're going to help them fundraise to create a new washing station so that the food, once it's gleaned, can be prepared and then distributed. We'll be taking and delivering some of this food. They have a Summervale event, which is really a fun time to go down and enjoy the InterVale with music and food. And there are going to be parking cars for that Summervale festival and helping them run the event. We'd like volunteers to help us out.
And you can look us up at burlingtonvtrotary.org or stop in and meet us at the Rotary meetings. Speaking of speaker sessions, we'll have Tom Flanagan from Burlington, the Superintendent of Schools, and then we'll have Christine Brickford with Ronald McDonald House, and Champlain College President is coming up shortly. So there's a lot of opportunities for people to come and hear from these speakers and then maybe see how they can help.
Lee Sparano, the President, and the Vice President, Jesse Beck.
We do have a lot of nonprofit connections and liking to do more and have participation on our Rotary board and Rotary committees.
Over the years, we've done so many, many things. One fun event that people just love to do is we ring the bell for Salvation Army on Church Street every holiday season.
You both have been members. You are continuing to work and spread the word and celebrate 100 years. But tell me why you joined and what has surprised you or what keeps you going?
For me, my boss was Chief Elena Ennis, and she believed in a Rotary in that she had that in North Carolina. And she said, we need to be at the table. We, as a police department, that was the chief of police for a police department. She said, Lise, you're coming with me. We're going to do this together. When she left, she suggested that I stay on. I was representing fire, police, and the city of Burlington, and that was important to have that at the table. And the Rotary gives back to the police department, to the fire department, as one of their missions. We do a Rotary luncheon with the Queen City Police Foundation. It's for good causes. And so I feel it's the least I can do to help out. And this year, having accepted the presidency.
I joined because you're busy in business 24/7. This gives you a way to step back and plug into an avenue internationally and locally to give something back. So it's really service above self, that ability to partner with other people in your community that you wouldn't normally partner with and give something back. It's the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 7:30 to 8:30, 1 hour at Hula, which is the new business hub down on the waterfront of Burlington.
And let's just give one more pitch for the 100th anniversary. Your party, your soiree, your gathering is October 19th. If you want to reach out to past members and some others who might want to investigate it for their own lives and futures.
It's a networking opportunity for the community and businesses, young people coming together. You know what happens when you all have the same mission in mind, which is just to do good. Join us on October 19th. We'll have a lot of networking, a very short program just to talk a little bit about Rotary work that we've done, kind of like we're doing here today.
The business world, the nonprofit world, the volunteerism, there's no end to what y'all can do.
And the education of Rotary to the community, I thought, would be well served by having a 100th anniversary celebration, inviting people, not just for Burlington Rotary Club, but the Rotary Clubs in Vermont and international.
Just check us out on burlingtonvtrotary.org.
We're working to unite people and take action to create lasting change.
We've been speaking with Lise Verano, who is the president of the Burlington Rotary Club, the vice president, who's been a president in the past and got a lot of years invested. Jesse Beck also with us. I thank you both for being here in our studios. It's the Rotary Club in Burlington celebrating 100 years with a big to-do October 19th. Learn more by becoming a member or just investigate all that they have to offer. And I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in. I'm Jenny McGee, and you're In Touch.